Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Evan Baquetto, the son of George Baquetto, and in his own right, a movie guy, a producer of various films. What kind of films do you produce or make, Evan?
Well, first, thanks for having me here, Dom.
You're really welcome.
Appreciate it. I was in the film industry for many years. I focused primarily on sports films.
Okay.
And I was always a conservative guy, and I felt out there, I got, in talking about what you were saying earlier, how to reach young Republicans.
Right.
There's always a social shaming and a professional shaming being a conservative. And I really felt like I was being pressured not to have my own beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And with the Young Republicans of Philadelphia, I'm the ambassador for the group. We do a lot of outreach to other young people, millennials and Gen Zers who feel that same way. And I can't tell you how much of a relief they feel. It's like pressure comes off their face when they hear someone else is saying it. They're not alone out there. There's tens of thousands of us. We have these conservative ideas. We want fiscal conservativeness in our lives because we want that American dream. We want to be able to buy a house. We don't want to go on a date and it's $200. You can't buy a glass of wine or a meal without going broke.
Hey, do women pay for half the date these days, though, or the ones that you might date? I'm just asking because, damn right, Maisie was paying for half the date.
Yeah, we split it.
I'm the Dutch. You know, if they want to, sure.
2024, Dom.
Yeah, exactly. All right.
All right, bro. Take that. Bring money the next time we go out.
I don't think it works that way, Dom.
So the big party is over on 4th Street, right?
We're going to be at the Kimpton Hotel Monaco. It's at 433 Chestnut Street on the Independence Mall, just two blocks from the debate venue with President Trump and Vice President Harris. And we did that on purpose because we wanted to be walking distance. If mm-hmm. any Trump campaign surrogates wanted to stop by our debate watch party, if, you know, fingers crossed, the president himself wanted to come by, that would be an amazing opportunity for the young people of Philadelphia to connect with him. And then also, we're going to be having these Fox News personalities at the debate watch party, and they're going to be broadcasting from us. So we get to show, this is a big opportunity for Philadelphia to show our love to Trump and to Dave McCormick. Let's not forget about the U.S. Senate candidate as
exactly.
well.
Exactly. So Hegseth, Rachel Campos, Duffy, a couple of other Fox personalities. I mean, that's heavy hitters on a night like this.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to be open to the public. We want to fill this ballroom up.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have people coming by and giving speeches prior to the debate. Jeff Bartos is going to be there. Sean Gale, another 2022 Senate candidate, is going to be there. My father, George Baquetto, who also saved the Columbus statues and ran for Senate in 22, is going to be there. Dom, you're invited.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm going to be there. If you want me to speak, why not?
We'll try to stop me.
You know, I really wanted to see if there were any pieces of the box left because I wanted them as mementos.
Tear that box down, Mr. Mayor.
We in the Italian-American community, Dom, are very, very proud of you.
Oh, I remember, and you were here. Now it's coming back when your dad brought that in. It was a surprise and didn't tell me. I have it up on the Dom Dome at home. So what are you looking for in this debate? As somebody who knows movies, same thing with TV, how this will come across on TV, and Trump knows TV, knows a big moment, knows how to project. On that, I think the thing he has to do is force her to try to explain how she's changed position after position. If you can't do several of them, take fracking. And let's hear it on fracking. I don't think it's going to hold water. I think people are going to say, no, she's just saying that.
Oh, I 100% agree. Harris has not answered a single hard question mm-hmm. this entire micro campaign of hers. So President Trump has a real opportunity to get those questions across her and force her to answer them. Is she flip-flopping on fracking? She really has never said she's in favor of it. I think Tom Cotton said that best. Like,
yep.
People from her campaign are saying it, but she's never said it. And in her interview on CNN, She was referring to 2020, but she never said in 2020 that she's in favor of fracking. So what are the truths? And I think Pennsylvanians are really going to hear that. Philadelphians as well are going to be listening. How is she going to help the economy? You can't just put price controls on our food and expect it to go down. You have to lower energy costs too. And that's the main way. All of our farming materials, we use vehicles with gasoline. And the gas costs money. How do we get it from the farms to the stores? Gasoline. We have to bring down the energy costs. That will bring down the food costs, not price controls.
Exactly. Where do people go to check it out? Because on the air, they may be driving or whatever, Evan, that they can take a look at this. And we do want to fill that up. It's going to be on Fox News. There are going to be cut-ins there, which is tremendous. And again, you said something meaningful other than on a date, the 20-year-old. But say the 28 to 35-year-old young Republican, so can you be able to afford a suitable house?
That's right.
You're not going to be able to do that under Bidenomics, Harrisnomics. It's just not acceptable given inflation and given the other hurdles that are there. So where do people go to find out about this and to get directions toward this?
Well, you can visit our social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, PhillyYRs. Mm-hmm. It's posted on all of our sites. And I just want to say one more thing, because I was listening to your show earlier with RNC Whatley.
Yes.
And I was at one of his events with the RNLA, Republican right. National Lawyer Association. And a lot of the young Republicans of Philadelphia are going to be poll watchers on the day. We are attorneys, many of our members, and we're going to be working with the RNC as election attorneys on the day too. So this is an opportunity to really energize the young people of this city who are going to be out there on the day for the election. To make sure that
now,
there isn't
you've grown up with it, though, but it'd be the eye-opener. Don't send these kids to North Philly, is what I'm saying.
No, I won't.
As a poll watch, do you think we can cover, say, 60, 70% of the precincts in Philadelphia on Election Day?
I do.
Okay.
Because they were talking about wanting 100,000 at this event
yes.
where I was
yes.
with Whatley and Laura Trump, and they're saying they got 155,000 poll watchers, and that's what we need. And there's people in all these different areas, North Philly, West Philly, who are of different backgrounds, and they've
right.
the curtain has been lifted, and they're seeing, we want a better life too. It doesn't matter what walk of life you're from. We want a better economical life. We want to be able to buy a house. We want our taxes down. We want our energy prices down. We want our food prices down. That is just for everybody. The tide is going to lift all boats with the Trump economy, and we have to get it. And we have to get Dave McCormick elected to the U.S. Senate as well.
CNN poll yesterday, sort of an outlier maybe, but tied with Bob Casey Jr. Three debates coming up. McCormick's got a real shot there with this, without a doubt. So, Dan.
I got a bunch I got to ask, Evan.
Yes, as a young something, a Borowski.
The thing I preach here a lot of times is there needs to be a lot of messaging fixes of the Conservative Party to appeal to young Republicans. Mm-hmm. I'm curious what you're hearing out on the street as the issue that is striking most. Here on the Dom Show, we talk about the suburban female vote, particularly the mom vote, the
right.
young mother vote. Yesterday, you heard a little stumbling, to be quite honest, by Trump on the issue of child care and expenses. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, Dom, I think that's a potential killer when it comes to young Republicans, young voters, because child care expenses have become such an issue in this country. I'm curious, Evan, when it comes to the issues, what are you hearing? Is child care, is the economy the top issue? Is abortion up there? What are you hearing with the young voters?
I definitely think economy is the top issue. You know, Trump is doing a fantastic job. Dave McCormick's doing a fantastic job messaging to these people. But I think what we need to do as Republican voters is talk to the youth, because there's a lot of 18-year-olds, and for 10 years, since they were 8, this is their first presidential election, they've been hearing Trump is bad, Trump is bad.
Mm-hmm.
And they come to us, and they're saying, well, why should I vote for Trump? What is it about Trump that you like? And they're actually curious. And I feel sometimes as Republicans, we can be very hard on the, you know, uninformed voter. But we need to explain it to them very carefully. This is what the Republican Party will do with the economy. This is how the food will be better priced, and the housing and the energy. And then also with independence, there are just so many people upset with the wars that are going on in the world and energy, and, you know, talk about unrealized capital gains tax. And they're just about to break for the Republican Party in Pennsylvania, which is so
close. Are your thoughts, though, as a movie maker, as somebody has to deal with these themes? Dan mentioned the other, abortion. Trump is a perfect candidate on this to me. because his gut instinct and his projection is he's not in favor of 6-week bans or anything like that back to the States. But that is a hard issue, particularly for young anything.
Yes, it's a very hard issue. It's a dividing issue, mm-hmm. abortion. I think he's right. Keep it at the state level. Tell exactly what he's saying. He's not going to sign a national ban. I understand the pro-life movement, and I'm in full support of them advocating for their positions, but we have to win this election. We can't risk losing the election and the country going to communism or Marxism because we want to keep it at the state level as opposed to a national ban. So I'd rather win the election, and then we can figure it out as a nation as we move forward with the White House, with the U.S. Senate, and hopefully with the Congress as well.
All right, so
I got one more.
Yeah, one more.
I got to dig, just because I'm curious how the heck to frame the issue, to be quite honest, because I think conservatives are losing on the issue, that being student loans and the economy in that sense of debt for the young people. How do you think Republicans should address the student loan issue?
Well, I'm not in favor of student loan forgiveness. I don't want to give away a free carrot today to have massive debt as an entire country tomorrow. We have to explain it to people. We have to say, listen, the national debt is soaring. You can have a cookie now, and then tomorrow it's just going to be like your life is going to be in very bad shape with this.
Let me go to Margo, who's got a great question here to kind of wrap this all up in Bucks County. Margo, you're on Talk Radio 1210 with Dom and with Evan. Give us your question. Yes.
I tuned in. I want to know where all the young Republican men are going to be call watching, because I am an old married woman, but I am trying to find my dear young friend a date with a normal conservative Republican guy. This guy sounds nice. Where is she supposed to go? Because I will tell her and she will go, because she is beautiful, self-supporting, girl next door, hunts with her father. Let's get this going. Where should she be on election day?
Send her to the Young Republicans Debate Watch Party. It's Tuesday, September 10th at the Kimpton Hotel Monaco. We're going to be there. It's going to be the best party in town. We're all going to be there. Okay. The whole city's going to be
there.
So
I got to ask a true question, though. I mean, it sounds like there's some digging here. Maybe we're playing some Dial a Date, but Evan, are you a single man? Or?
I am a single man.
Oh,
and
I'm going
to be at the watch party.
He'll make a movie on hunting. He's a hunter. He's in camouflage. Go to YouTube. He's in camouflage. He looks like the Great Walls of China in here. He looks like Tim Walz.
Okay, I won't say her name on air, but it begins with a K. That's all I'm going to say, okay? So, and I'm sending her, she will go to the party. I'm sending her there, absolutely.
This is like California Psychics. You're going to call, you're going to meet a girl with the letter K as the first letter
of
her name.
Yeah, but think about that, Dan. This K stuff, it's Christian and Kirsten. And what is it with the K's today? Every other woman is named K. That's right. We should have a Maisie. That's a completely different
name. I see some blushing from Evan. Maybe we should have.
Okay, so Evan, we will be there, and some woman with a K will be there, and we're going to see how all this works out. If that happens, we definitely want to put you guys on the air.
We'll come back on the air together.
One more time, go to where for Young Republicans?
Philadelphia, Young Republicans Debate Watch Party at the Kimpton Hotel Monaco, September 10th. The doors open at 7:30 p.m.
All right, do that, please.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.